Good morning. Steve Sherlock here from Franklin, Mass. For Steve's 2 cents on, what is today? Wednesday, December 23rd. 2 days before Christmas. It is warm here in New England. It's like 45 this morning, supposed to be going to 60 this afternoon. No white Christmas this year, that's for sure. It may be wet, but it will not be white. Such is the weather. And I'm sure you're seeing some changes in your area as well, as the weather patterns seem to be shifting around this wonderful earth of ours. Missed Sunday because we had gone to New York City for the weekend. It's my daughter's birthday on Wednesday last week, and we took her to the city, did the Guggenheim Museum Saturday morning. A delightful experience. Burri, an Italian artist who painted without paint, was the main exhibit. Quite interesting. He used plastics. He used various fibers, including burlap. And there was even a movie at the end of work where an Italian town, I think Crebolini or something like that. I'll put the right name in the notes that accompanies this. Apparently suffered a devastating earthquake in 1968. Wiped out most of the town. The buildings were uninhabitable. The people evacuated to another town, another area to rebuild rather than in that spot. He obtained some funding and effectively started topping the buildings, building city blocks, and then effectively covering them in concrete, creating this interesting pattern that covered the entire town. Still maintaining kind of the streetways, but effectively they were just huge blocks of concrete. So an entire block would be concrete. Obviously, when it first went in, it was white concrete. As it aged and continues to age, I imagine, the concrete is coloring. Algae and other things are starting to take over. Seeds are starting to take root. And gradually, you know, Earth will take over again. Will it ever be as, you know, fertile a place as it may have been before? Time will tell as the concrete evolves. In the meantime, his work is continuing to evolve and causing us to think and ponder, what is art? How do you make art? And to the extent that art requires an interaction, or a reaction at least, he seems to have succeeded in his way. The other highlight of the weekend was the High Line. The High Line, if you hadn't heard of it, was an abandoned railway from effectively 34th Street down to the meatpacking district in Chelsea that I think opened in around 2008-2009. some funding was obtained. Effectively, they made it into a park. So they covered the railroad tracks. It's a nice, safe walking space. There's lots of greenery, lots of plants. Obviously, we were there in the off season, so the plants were, you know, in their winter mode, but still interesting in color and shape and texture. And then because the railroad had gone along the backsides of many buildings, the backsides were now visible, and thereby becoming, you know, themselves works of art, as murals took place here and there, different paintings, different signs. It's really transformed that entire section. I think it's 1.75 miles, according to the Wikipedia page and the Highline, I think it's .org page. I'll include the link in the notes for this as well. It was a wonderful walk. We just walked the one way down, ended up taking the subway back up to Grand Central Station, and then the train home here to Franklin again. So that's what's happened recently. Final preparations are underway for Christmas. I hope you're ready, or will be ready by the time that arrives, assuming you celebrate. If Hanukkah has come and gone, I hope you had a good one. If you're waiting for the Chinese New Year, that's around the corner as well. And many other celebrations as we get into this festive time, the winter solstice. So hope this finds you well. One of the next times we'll start getting into our three words. How did the three words this year work? What will be the three words for 2016? And I'll have a link to that in the notes if you haven't heard of the three words as well. So until then, I hope this finds you well. This is Steve Sherlock signing off from Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass. Merry Christmas. And till next time, take care.